Okay, we will call this meeting to order at 2:02. First, we will have a prayer reading or thought by Laurel Price and then led by Alice Black for the pledge.
Our Father in heaven, we're grateful to be here this day to serve the residents of Utah County and pray for thy spirit to be with us, that we will be collaborative and collegial to one another and respectful in our differences. We're grateful for the opportunity that we have to improve our communities and make them better and safer. Pray for our country, pray for our nation, and for our state and county. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Great, thank you both. Next is our recognition of February's 2026 Employee of the Month. And it is from Commissioner Gardner's office, but I will read it today. And it is Brandon Davis from IT. Since joining Utah County in 2022, Brandon Davis has dedicated nearly 4 years to providing exemplary service within the IT department. Brandon started as a project manager working with stakeholders, developers, and IS leadership to plan, track, and ensure projects were delivered on time and met the needs of the stakeholders. Recently promoted to project management supervisor, Brandon now oversees the broader portfolio of projects and mentors other project managers. Brandon has been instrumental in developing the project management team into a more refined, responsible, and capable team by bringing his experience and talents to the table. Throughout his tenure, Brandon has maintained his project management certifications and actively advocates for his team to pursue professional development and certification. He demonstrates a strong commitment to hard work, communicates with professionalism, and brings deep expertise to every project. His contributions improve operational efficiency and strengthen the trust of the citizens of Utah County. Brandon is an excellent organizer, but what truly sets him apart is his people-first, practical approach. IT projects are often complex and full of technical details, yet Brandon has a rare talent for making the complicated feel simple. He explains things in clear, plain language, never condescending, so everyone feels included and informed. Both technical teams and stakeholders trust him and feel comfortable working with him. I won't go into details, but his dance skills are also top-notch. I nominate Brandon Davis, Project Management Supervisor from the Programming Division of Information Systems. His dedication, leadership, and commitment to excellence make him an invaluable asset to Utah County. Nominated by Jeff Wilkinson, Patrick Warrow, and James Longhurst. And Brandon, if you'll come on up.
Yeah. No. I want to end up in HR.
Good job, Brandon.
Thank you.
Andy married my cousin Rachel Gordon. My wife is Rachel Gordon. So we, anytime there's unclaimed money on the state surplus website from his wife, we claimed it. Thank you for that.
Come on, we'll get a picture always with you just right over here.
All right.
If you need IT help, we have a lot of them on there.
Do you know Rachel?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Now we will work on building the agenda. Anything from consent that you would like held? We do have consent number 3 request to be continued. So we will continue item 3 from consent. Anything to hold?
And you want that till February 18th? Is that the next
meeting?
Is that
meeting? Good? Is it Adam? Sure. Perfect.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll continue number 3 on consent till the 18th. Anything else you'd like to hold?
Nothing for me.
I had nothing on consent. Nope.
Okay, regular agenda. Anything to hold?
Nothing for me.
I just had a question on number 6. Are there any roadways? I want to be consistent in our application of the agriculture protection area.
Let's hold 6. Let me hold that. And then number 5, let's hold. I have a really quick question, but we'll just hold it. So 5 and 6, and then closed 7 and 8. Any additional closed? Okay. So we will hold 7 and 8 and strike 9 and 10.
Okay. On consent, we will continue number 3 to our February 18th commission meeting. On regular, we will hold number 5 and number 6. On closed, we will hold number 7, number 8, and strike number 9 and number 10.
Okay, great. Thank you, JoLynn. Starting with 5, quick question, Ezra. This will be paid for out of CDBG funds.
That's correct, the administration fees.
That was very simple. With that, I'll take a motion on number 5.
Motion to approve item 5.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, awesome. And then number 6, Kevin. I don't see him, or Bryce. You heard Commissioner Gardner's question or no? Wrote. And then mine is this a different action than we did last week?
I did hear Commissioner Power Gardner's question. I don't know the answer.
Kevin just watched
it. Yeah, there. this is a different. This is just referring it to the Planning Commission and the Advisory Ag Advisory Board. This will come back for a public hearing in action at this level.
So okay. It looked different, so I was wondering what it was.
This is Dewey's.
And just a simple. There is.
So we don't need to determine any roads yet. This is just to refer it.
Okay.
There's a road.
Yep. 2100. So this is. Putting it to the Planning Commission, then we'll put it on a public hearing, correct. Then we'll ask.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I've got no problems with that then. I'm comfortable to make a motion to approve item number 6.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Anybody here for public comment? Okay. I will take a second of personal privilege to thank our federal delegation. Yesterday, with the passing of the appropriations bill, we got $7.7 million for Utah Lake yesterday from Congressman Kennedy, Congressman Owens, and Senator Curtis. So amazing, especially when I'm feeling very cynical about the state legislature this week. Our federal partners came through. So amazing work. So I just wanted to publicly thank those in the federal delegation. Okay, anybody else have anything?
Nope.
Okay, we will go to closed session. Thank you, everybody. Okay, we'll take one final motion. Oh, not yet. I'm always rushing you, Julian. Okay, now we'll take one final motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.